either get are really good in the beginning, and then they. I'm hearing my girlfriend used to watch Game of Thrones, and she said the same thing happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the beginning, and then farted out.
Yeah, I think a lot of them get started with like a good idea, but maybe not enough planning to where it goes. I think that happens with animation
Lost.
Because animations are always based on manga, so they get the story from the manga writers, and the manga
yeah.
like goes out way farther than the anime.
Yep. What else? I'm hearing that about Vikings as well. Vikings is it's weird. And I feel, and I've read this about like people saying like in this show they're Vikings, so they're running around killing everybody they see, and they kill everybody, including like they go to monasteries and kill Catholic priests and nuns just as well as they kill everybody else they see in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they hit this one like mosque, and the guy's like, whoa, wait, don't kill them, they're like cool, which is funny. Because in real life, do you know the story of how the Viking king converted to Christianity?
No.
So Harald Bluetooth was a Viking and believed in Norse mythology. And when they met Christians, they just thought, oh yeah, Jesus Christ, that's just another one. That's just another god that we can just include in our pantheon. And he knew this cleric, and they were fine. They didn't kill Christians or anything like that. And he knew this cleric, this Christian cleric called Papa, and Papa kept saying, dude, you should get baptized. It's really important you get baptized. And Harald resisted for a long time until Harald said, okay, I'll get baptized if you carry that big iron weight of incandescent iron, and I'll get baptized if you do that and you're not burned. And then Papa lifted the weight that was like in the fireplace. In red, and then he put it back down, and he had no burns on his body. And Harald said, "Okay, I'll get baptized." That's basically the Moses story. While they do a spell off in the courtroom,
mm-hmm.
They're like, "Yeah, we got stronger spells than you, Moses. I don't think you do."
Yeah, Alakazam. I really look like I smoked crack. I don't know why. I totally.
You don't know why.
You don't know why? I believe that's called your genetics.
No, I woke up with like double eye bags today. I'm like,
Yeah, today is a very tired day. Don't you feel that?
I've been tired for a week. Today I'm less tired.
Yeah, me too. What's going on? What's going on? Why we have
about you, Gabby?
Menstruation cycle?
Yeah, are you on your period too? Oh my gosh, Victor. Oh my gosh.
Ew.
Vicky.
Yeah, that is annoying though. That me and Sophia both are disturbed or relaxed right around the same times.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like moon cycles, and then we're tired for a week.
Mm-hmm. I had a horrible, terrifying dream about the moon, but
yeah, it's
that.
Really scary. I don't know why. I watched I've watched a bunch of stuff about ARGs and stuff like that because I mm-hmm. like it, and they never really terrify me, except this one thing, which is like less scary in a conventional sense than usual because they use like little cartoons and stuff. It's really it's cool. It's very talented stuff. But in the ARG, the enemy, the villain, the paranormal negative entity is the moon. It's represented by the moon. And for some reason, that works at such a deep level on me. Like,
there's got to be something weird with it. Because the stuff I was looking into with Islam is that Allah has a connection with Hubal, which was like one of the polytheistic gods, and Hubal is connected to the moon. So they had like idols of him in the Kaaba.
Isn't the Kaaba the thing?
The black cube? Hubal?
Yeah.
Something spooky.
Also, I keep trying to look up reasons for Islamic anti-Semitism, and they don't give me it.
Right.
That's annoying.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Look, they don't talk. They pretend like it doesn't. Like it's not real. Like I'm stupid and I'm imagining things. Like no, they're vehemently anti-Jewish. Why? Because
they believe
in the Old Testament.
Well, yeah, they have the land that they want, but yeah, specifically like Jewish people, would they hate them as much as if it were a different group there? Oh, wait, don't they have to kill all heretics, including Christians? If there were Christians they would hate them just as much, right?
That's, but that's not all of it, though. It's more. There's more stuff. Because they they actually include Jesus as a prophet, which Jews don't.
Right. The weird
really
thing,
hate Jews.
They don't think Jesus is God, and they also don't think he died on the cross.
Yeah, I didn't know the second part until very recently.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your local thongressman your thong size, and he'll get you some crotchless pants. I like the thongressman idea, but what's with the crotchless pants, dude?
Don't worry about it. I have to get my hoodie and turn the lights off. It's simply not a proper stream without that.
Yep.
Give me a second.
Like you're a hobo.
I look like a hobo homo.
A ho. Hobo homo ho.
You casting Native American spells on me?
Yeah, the sitting queer.
I look 10 times better. What the all right, camera machine broke. It shouldn't be this blown out. I should probably lower the window or not. I'll just stay like this. Hey, it's Michael Jackson. Now you can't see my acne. Oh, all right. Right. Oh yeah, Amanda Nunes. How are we gonna beat her? We have to talking about that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's going to become a recurring nightmare where I like always get beat by her. Unless I figure.
Is that like Christina in nightmares that she's getting raped by that guy every time?
Yeah, every time I'm just getting like killed by Amanda Nunes. She punches me in the butt.
In the boobs.
Yeah. It's not illegal, I don't think. I don't think
to punch boobs. Yeah, I don't think so. Wait, what the heck?
It's a matter
of
courtesy.
Why is it like right on the front page of Twitch? Some woman showing her butthole.
Dude, that's what I was thinking. I was about to say that. I was like looking on it, and it was just like straight up porn.
It's like Russian porn stars on.
By the way, this
page?
Is an Imanari role. This is how we would get her feet, if you will. And start tickling them. It's my secret move.
There's no company.
Yeah, that is the foot tickler. Yeah. You're right.
Scared to get raped like that? Wow, the foot tickler.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most... I guess the guy on the bottom could tickle his foot, too.
Yeah, I'm the guy on the bottom. So lose. That's me doing a takedown and, like, tickling her feet. And maybe, like, I don't know, like, sucking on them a little bit. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. From what I remember, people, there's like 15 people here. Let's try to figure this out. Apparently, the theory of Muslims is that they descend not from Israel, but from his brother. And that's the grudge they have against the Israelites. Is this correct? Because if it is, then I understand like where they're coming from. Because they seem unusually disliking of Jews. Also, what's up? I looked up the Jews killed Jesus thing, and it's like it's a conspiracy theory. No, dude, it's literally there. It's literally there. Jewish deicide. It's a page on Wikipedia. Like, oh yeah, fringe Christian groups believe this. Dude,
it's like
doctrine. It's right there. 20
billion times in the Bible, Jesus is doing something, and the Jews are like, "Yeah, but you're gay," and then he's like, "No, I'm not," and they're like, "And then they all conspire to kill him." That's in the New Testament, like 20 billion times.
And then Romans keep going like, "Dude, I don't want to do this." Like, no, do it. And they do it, and they're like, "Wow, I feel so bad right now. This sucks." I'm going back to Rome. I hate you guys. You keep screwing me over with this stuff. And then, like, two of the Roman soldiers become saints later. Isn't that? Is there, it's Longinus and Pilate. Did Pilate become... No, I think Pilate didn't. Longinus did, though. I'm pretty sure Pilate at some point did say, oh, he indeed is the Son of God.
So it's considered anti-Semitic because they said that the Jews were persecuting him.
But yeah, but...
The New Testament itself is anti-Semitic? Yeah, that's the implication here.
I'm not sure what they mean, because it's a conspiracy. It's as if normal Christianity didn't involve that. Dude, it necessarily does. Pilot.
Yeah, clearly Pilate didn't want to do it, but he was scared of all the angry Jewish people, as one would be, if you will. That's what I was thinking of. I wrote, Doc, give me the stinky, am I Jewish? The phrase I was thinking of was, Doc, give it to me straight. But I really just could not think of that.
Give me the stinky.
give it to me stinky. Am I Jewish?
Give it to me stinky. Jeez, what's wrong with you? Oh, yeah. I think last week, I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the middle of my sleep, I was beginning to have a nightmare, and I had been like praying the rosary as I went to sleep. I lay down and then I closed my eyes, and it would make me crazy sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that every night. And then in the middle of the dream that was becoming a nightmare, I said, oh, maybe I should finish the rosary and it will help this. And then I start trying to remember it and I can't remember it. So in the dream, I start Googling it. And when the page appears, I wake up and I'm awakened at like 4:30 a.m.
That's strange.
Sleep demons. Scat Rat, Brap Hog, Shakira, and Fart Machine. Two of these are innovative. I mean, one of them is innovative.
I'm not sure. We're not going to talk about what's that, though.
Scat Rat is good. Everything else is...
Yeah, you can delete that because now I have that committed to memory for the purpose that serves.
I'll put Scat Rat on the names compartment.
Yeah.
Next to August Parsley and Sakama Cox. What's that Windhelm one? Can you say it out loud?
I can't.
Please?
No, I can't. Wurryigger. By the way, that's a real name.
Yeah. Mommy Percocet? That's not. Should that be there?
That's so good.
Percocet. Mommy Percocet. What?
Come on, you didn't have a Mommy Percocet in your life? You aren't living it, dude.
There's some here that are just real, like Zabdiel Boylston.
Just a real someone's real name.
Yeah, and this is my favorite. So okay, so we said Jordan Peterson, so the name of Jordan Peterson so much that it eventually just became George Penison. Just a little compression there. Scrote Liquor Mega Nuts. I don't think anyone would believe that was a real name.
Oh, Pedophilia.
That's actually 100% real.
What?
Like O'Felon, Ophelia. That's Find Irish Ophelia. Names. Ophelia, dude. That's a name in itself.
Okay, yeah, actually true. So change it to Pete Ophelia. Yes. And that's real.
Anti-abortion. That's part of a larger joke.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Delino, Tommy Hilfiger, Chino's Chicken Bean. Enola Doobie Gay, Gash's Badge, Jovan Volope, Gloomy Gus Buster, Snickle Rick, Chipski. That one really killed you for a long time. I'm not sure why. It's very bare bones. Yeah, Chipski. You could barely get through it and you started peeing and farting.
Really? I don't remember that. I don't remember a lot of things.
Yeah. Been drinking too much pee as of late.
Yeah.
Dixon Makuchi, both real names. Crunk Crocodile. I think we can do away with Crunk Crocodile.
Okay, fine. This is like a business negotiation. You're looking over the contract.
Ulrich Kay. Greenman. What's with Ulrich Greenman? Where did that come
that
from?
Was Pickle Rick. No. Patrick Bateman and Alan Greenspan.
Oh yeah, it's your dream, so I gotta keep it. Yeah. It's your dream thing. Funky Ballsack. Scroat Shrivel, Shrek Sucklebone, Dixon Makuchi, Sorenuts. Sorenuts?
Okay, just Sorenuts. No first name.
I mean, we could just alter it.
Sornitz. Yeah, that's Jewish.
Shrimp Sornitz. Wow, that one's really not good. Bimbo Brandy. Yeah, okay. Pickle Brian, Leakage and Spillage.
I'm keeping Slotin that one for when yes, Elder Scrolls yes. 6 comes out in 10 decades. Yes.
Skyrim 6 comes out.
Yeah, Skyrim 6.
Shmooly Spermberger, Zabiel Boylston, Crapsy Dickman, Hepzibah Hedgehog. Is this like an evolution of Hobson's name?
It might be. No, I don't like
Hot Dog. Hepcha Bigger Hot Dog, Hepzibah Hedgehog. It just degenerates more and more.
Hepzibah is a really good witch name.
Yeah, Hepzibah.
Should be in some, like, Miyazaki movie.
Windhelm Worry Egger, Rinse Pubic. Auntie Gay. Okay, what's the Auntie Gay?
Auntie Gay?
Guys.
Auntie Gay.
And then there's the doctors. Manga Do Oxley, Jimbo Borjigan, which is 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
Penis Meister, Chibigger Jiggleigger, Dr. Mangina, Dr. Cheesevag, Dr. Funky Toes, and Dr. Fartnuts. I like to imagine them in real life.
Mm-hmm. I made all of them in The Sims. It's great. It's actually yeah, horrible.
That is true. It's actually horrible.
Alright, it's really 26 pages of this. That's good.
Call of Duty AIDS. Okay.
Not 26 pages of comical Jewish names, but no, not Call of Duty AIDS.
You're gonna have to give me this stinky on the helmet if there's a reason to keep it.
It's funny.
Otherwise, you can just add AIDS. Elder Scrolls 6 AIDS. friggin' anything.
Yeah, that's all good.
Rayman 3, AIDS.
Gay Man 3.
Spyro the Purple Dragon, AIDS. Grandma saved for the Octagon. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn this kickboxing class into a battered woman's shelter. Actually, a good line. I should use it in something.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to use it at some point.
Fart on my finger and stick it in
her eye. Okay. Because Amanda Nunes is undefeated because women don't know how to fight, so we came up with techniques to beat her. Oh. So, yeah, David told me something interesting, which is, like, if you poke someone in the eye, you...
Who's David?
You get away... Oh, Pine Boy. Oh, okay. You get away with it 2 times. In a fight. So I get... I get 2 free tries to, like, give her pink eye.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is very effective, though. Do you have pink eye?
No. It's, like, demoralizing her. She's gonna get freaked out. She's like, oh, frick, am I gonna get pink eye?
Yeah, that's actually just illegal in UFC to poke someone in an eye.
No, you get to do it twice. You get to do it twice before they penalize you.
Oh, penalize you. They're gonna penalize you?
But you can pretend it's an accident. You should penalize her. When you fart with your finger and you clearly go intentionally stick it in her eye, you can claim it's an accident. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Roll around in a dumpster and get a skunk to spray me before the fight. I think this one is too verbose.
Oh, okay, then shorten it. But, like, if I'm stinky, she won't want to get near me.
Just stink. That should be the only word.
Okay.
Stink. You can do that in any way you want. You can roll in the dumpster. You can, I don't know, fart on yourself for 40 hours.
Yeah.
Hotbox yourself for 24 hours before going into the fight. Just lock yourself in a sealed room and fart. You can, like, just eat a lot of beans and milk.
Oof.
Poop in my shorts so the stench keeps her at bay. Yeah. I don't think it's a joke.
Same idea. Poop. Yeah. I'm not willing to poop myself. I will pee on her, though, if I have to. Trying to submit me, yeah. I will pee myself.
Mm-mm. Try to sissify her mind by repeating Portuguese incantations. There's a hot dog behind you. Anne Frank is coming back. Quick, hide the holocaust. Okay, this is already elsewhere. Okay, can you take me to McDonald's?
Yeah. She's Brazilian.
Yeah, ask her that.
I'll just do Portuguese, and she'll be like, what?
Wow, are you Brazilian too?
Gay station AIDS.
Continually scream, growl, and grunt. Continually scratch my anus. Okay, I know which one I'm gonna keep. Scratch your anus mid-fight.
Yeah. Just doing that the whole time.
Flaunt my red toes. Yeah, you put your feet up like when they're gonna do grappling, but one guy doesn't want to, like, risk getting kicked. Mm-hmm. So he just automatically lays down and puts his feet up.
Mm-hmm.
You do that and you just flaunt your toes in front of her face. Subtly try to rub my spit and snot on her. Come to the fight with open wounds that are bleeding and slightly infected. Get AIDS.
That was an idea.
Shave
but
my
we decided
head.
That if we imply that I have AIDS and I have open wounds, that's more effective. Like, if I just, like, throw STD AIDS medication at her face, I'm like, aha, guess what this is for?
Cover my entire body in butter and do the Macarena. You can make that one.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma saving for the Octagon. Tactical gimp suit activated. Dystopian future courier that just delivers AIDS. Okay, we gotta get more sophisticated with the AIDS here.
Oh, come on, Freak.
Oh, Wait, who came up with the therapist thing? So someone's been farting in my house and it's not me?
I don't remember.
What? Yes, there are parts of the ideas doc that are completely mysterious and neither.
I put that in
probably,
there.
Probably neither of us came up with it and just showed up magically into the document.
Yeah.
Man, one of my favorites is Fartbox Extravanza. Mm-hmm. There was a time in which I couldn't even say it. It would just curse me for the rest of the day. Chief Keef's wife, Chief Queef. Yeah, I already know who came up with that one. If there's anything about queefs, you already know who came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one person.
Oh, man.
AIDS activated.
Get AIDS and smallpox and come into the... Get AIDS and smallpox and black plague and come into the fight with open wounds.
Mm-hmm. Now, the dream was, like,
what is it?
Crazy. It was, like, yeah, so we got this girl with, like, 4 weeks of training. Yeah, we need you to fight her. We don't have anybody else. And I was, like, yeah, I can do this. Thinking like running, how fast can I like run around? My footwork is probably garbage, but can I just run around the octagon while she chases me?
Okay, does someone have the QRD about Islam and Ishmael?
I don't know. Do people even look into Islam that much? It seems kind of boring. Mostly.
Oh, no, it's not Esau. It's the concubine's wife. I mean, the concubine's... Yeah, because Abraham had his wife, and then he had a second one, didn't he? And she got pissed.
Mm.
You remember that? There's there is his wife. The actual wife. And then there's another one. Mm. Oh yeah, it's Sarah and Hagar. And the Muslims claim to be descendants of the second one, not Sarah, but Hagar, whose son was Ishmael. So maybe that's what they hate Jews. Okay, I found it here. Such dispute over which son of the story and where to, and to whom it happens is extremely important. It is argued that the story originated from rabbinic texts and was adapted to Islam over time in order to give Mecca religious importance and connect the story with the pilgrimage. Arguments by early Muslim scholars for Ishmael as the intended sacrifice include that Jews claim it is Isaac only because they are jealous and that it was actually the ancestor of Arabs, Ishmael, and that the horns of the ram that was sacrificed instead hung in the Kaaba for at one time. Okay, so they claim it's not the binding of Isaac, it's the binding of Ishmael. They reject, they are denialists of the binding of Isaac. They claim it was Ishmael. Okay, that's a good enough reason to hate Jews, that they stole your whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it being something like this. The Ishmaelites. Oh, mama.
Should I, like, unbimify myself by gaming? Kind of, like, sleepy out of it.
Yeah, me too. I need to drink coffee.
I haven't had coffee since Sunday. It tastes so nasty without milk, so it's not worth it.
Dude, when I drink it with milk, I fart and poop.
Really?
That's yeah, I fart stinky and hot. And I poop soft, which is terrifying.
That's terrifying.
Poop no, is wet and all kinds of
I guess stinky. My dad buys like lactose-free milk, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't do milk no more.
Mm.
I only drink straight up black coffee.
It's too tasty, but, schmasty for me.
But it is, when I do drink, black coffee is great. I like black coffee. It's tasty. It's tasty though.
Ah. It's so bitter, I start vomiting everywhere.
Oh, I love it.
You really have to drink it while it's hot, otherwise it just progressively gets worse tasting.
Whoa, is this a cat in my foot? It is. Aha, aha. Yeah, we rescued a couple cats. We donating them now.
Cool.
Hey,
yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Is it Christina in this call?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Well, yeah, now I have yo. Jobs, so you gotta get
yo, let's get the whole gang together. Put Faith in a call. Let's see what happens.
I got my gloves, so now I'm gonna punch you in your anal
oh,
box.
Oh, what did I do, man? My rosary's tied up. Let me fix this.
Oh, I should really put this in my
Faith
hoodie. I look like retarded.
Like, committing respins and sure I'm not.
Yeah, let's make Faith a mod. She deserves
it. You say her name, your rosary immediately spins into a knot.
Right up, shatters, breaks. Start smelling like farts.
Start smelling farts?
I'm not smelling farts right now. What?
I'm not smelling farts right now.
Like, I wouldn't do that.
Really don't like you saying that I'm smelling farts right now, even though I totally am.
I totally am.
We don't like that.
Man, I really wish I could kill women. You thought about that? Like, jumping down a flight of stairs to drop kick your principal through the window?
Yeah, I think that would happen.
The other day my mom pushed me down a flight of stairs. It was cool. And so
she trying to take your belt?
Awesome. It was gnarly.
That's a very illegal move, I think.
Yeah, that's against the rules and regulations. My god.
She should lose the WBC belt, the fattest pig of all time.
That's totally what I told her.
Yeah, I told her. Dude, you're gonna lose your WBC belt for being the fattest pig of all time.
Oh, gosh. Ugh.
Stop,
no,
stop,
what's
stop,
up?
Stop,
what's
stop.
Up with that? Can you like kill her now? I think that like now you have the right to kill her. I think that's Portuguese law.
Is that is that attempted murder?
I think. Yes, probably. Yeah, I think of it.
Yeah, dude. If I threw you down a flight of stairs, you would die.
Yeah.
How big flight of stairs we're talking about? Because I
My
only know
house.
One in your house.
Yeah.
That one? Dude,
yeah,
that's
the one,
attempted
the one
murder.
The glass
not, yeah, that was gonna say. It's not only
yeah,
stairs, but
one.
It's a glass thing right next to it.
Yep.
Easy death mode right there.
Oh. But I call myself. Oh, yeah.
Yo, that's crazy, though. Ah. Yo, my mom's trying to kill me, though.
Well, it's not
her.
The first time or anything, so.
Yeah, to be expected.
She did it already when I was like 11.
At that point, you really gotta move out, dude.
When I was 11, she actually said like, "I'm gonna kill you," as she ran full speed towards me, and my dad had to catch her.
Oh my gosh!
Yo, he tackled her, American football style.
Yeah, you need to lock her up in an insane asylum. She needs
like
a
Super Bowl on her.
One of those like psycho jackets. But I don't know if they make ones in their size.
She needs one of those Japanese VR helmets that turn your vision upside down and your ears are backwards.
Oh.
This trade jacket is a drip.
Yeah, aren't there dorms at the college?
No.
No?
Unfortunately, no. There's no dorms. Because it's in the center of the city, so you're supposed to live here.
When do you turn 18?
6 months. No. 4 months from now?
Well, 4 months from now. Yeah, for 4 months you gotta like be like dodging bullets and like big old fat lumps and
What am I gonna do when I turn 18 though?
I don't know, you can like, yeah, you can kill her. I think that's a lot when you turn 18.
I think I should do that as
before you turn 18, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes you more elite, more exactly. Mm-hmm. If you do it before you're 18, you're like, oh, he's just a little kid.
God mode.
Just do a really black person accent and they'll believe you're like a retarded.
Yeah,
because
you're
pardo.
Like tiny and yeah, like you could never do that.
She slipped and fell.
she slipped and fell, right? I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah,
she has her eyes gouged out. She slipped and fell, bro. Like, I don't
bro,
know.
Bro, I slipped and fell and I punched her in the face 42 times and stepped on the back of the head.
That happened in the UK. Like, this Muslim guy literally raped an 11-year-old girl and then said that he slipped and fell and his penis fell inside of her.
Well, you know,
and he got
classic
and he
defense.
Got off free. Like, the government actually was like, yes, that makes sense.
You know what? I want to give you a free ride in this one, pal.
No, how do you do black accent in Portuguese? Is that possible? Do you just speak like you're from Rio?
I really don't know. Maybe.
Oh, but then they will think, like, they don't have the level of political correctness here yet. Like, if you speak like you're from Rio, they're gonna think you're definitely guilty and, like, not go easy on you.
So how do you speak, like, super slang retarded? Barely proper grammar. Frick. I mean, like, even more retarded. Like, barely proper grammar. Like, hey, what up, cuz? What's going on, cuz? Alright, then. Alright, see you later. See you later. I'm like,
There's people who speak like that. It usually involves, like, not matching the verbs to the thing you're talking about. So it's like, things that are plural and the verb is supposed to be followed to be like plural, they just don't do that. Mm. Or they don't they take the S out of everything. Mm. Like the S's. So they become like extremely like that. But I don't know how to do that naturally. Mm.
Rip.
But yeah, so yeah, second time my mom tried to kill me now. Very cool, very jerky, very gnarly, very dope. What are other cool words I can use to describe that?
Adventurous?
Risque.
That's not a cool word.
Yeah, that's
Smexy.
Not cool. Smexy? Oh. Crunk.
Risque.
Crunk and
too it was crunk. Crunk. It was quite crunk.
It was crunky. It was tubular.
Did you get injured at all?
It was crunk.
No. I just kept my balance.
The skateboarding came in handy. No, can't your dad kill your mom or something?
Your mom throws you down the stairs. You do a grind. You do a long grind.
He, like, that was the first, I think that was, like, one of the only, the most recent, like, okay, let me try to think of words. Recently, that was one of the only times I saw my dad actually, like, do anything physically to my mom. He, like, choked her out.
Yo, it's an like, MMA ring in your house.
It's literally...
He grabbed her neck and started shaking her and going like, are you insane?
Yeah, that's about right. About proper. No, I would have gone full blown and just, like, done strangulation. Cut off her blood supply.
And I body slammed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept going like, "Are you insane? What's wrong with you?" And shit. And she was just like, "You are the insane one. You are joking me right now. Oh my god." But yeah, I don't remember much after that because I put both of my hands over my ears and started screaming as loudly as I could because I have autism.
That's good. That's kind of like good self-defense. I think that's like evolved as a characteristic, autism. You just like have shutdowns whenever like anything is like overwhelming, and then people leave you alone.
Yeah. Yeah. It is the only way to make my parents stop screaming at me. Like, once I do that, they just stop. If I try to do anything else, they don't stop. Like, they were, like, fighting on the car, like, with each other. And they were, like, arguing and screaming at each other. And it was really annoying and overwhelming. And like, my brain was like, "Quick, open the door, jump out." That was my first instinct. My second instinct was, "Put your AirPods on, turn on some music." I followed that one, because that seemed less risky.
Yeah, let's get some 100 gecks over the time of parents yelling at each other.
Yes.
What's better?
Laura Less. You know, fucking fuck. All my problems suddenly disappear. Yeah. But I owe Laura Less incredible amounts of money for saving my life more than once. Because if you listen to music that's, like, too normal, it doesn't drown out the sound of people screaming. It has to be hyper-pop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it's also, like, super fun music. It's, like, funny.
Mm-hmm.
So it all just comes together. In a perfect anti-suicide film. Love it.
What is?
Gotta love it.
Come here.
Talking to my wife? Like...
No, I'm talking to the cat. There's a cat in here.
I feel like right now I'm like the happiest I've ever been. But at the same time, like, everything around me is falling apart, and like, it's so weird. I don't know based. How that's happened.
That's literally the definition of based.
Yeah, like, from, like, if you look out, like, my mental health is not that good, but like, I'm happy. So I guess it cancels out. Like, I guess, let's just say, I guess the coping mechanisms are working. They're all being successful. So that's how that happens. It's like everything is going crazy, and I'm like, I am going crazy, but like
break dancing all over the house.
Yeah, but like the stuff I'm doing to like cope with it, like, is working, I guess. Just listening to music, pretending my mom doesn't exist, covering my ears and screaming really loud whenever I
think that's what screaming at me. Literally everybody I know does. Everybody I know pretends their mom doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, Gabby's mom is literally schizophrenic. Christina's like huge fat whale that is like homicidal.
She's literally double my size now. Her arms are the size of my thighs.
Victor's is like insane, neurotic.
Woman.
It's just how it is, yeah.
Dang, women do not be okay.
Yeah, some terribly awful.
It's like the thing that I told you the other day, Sophia. What is your positive reference for femininity? Laura Les, shit! Fetal supply, fuck! Contra points?
My positive model for femininity is James Charles. Frick!
I don't know who Laura Les is. It's a man, I presume.
She is the second half of 100 Gex. She is 50 Gex. It's Laura Les and Dylan Brady.
Yeah, what's the genre though?
Hyperpop.
Schizophrenic.
Man.
Schizophrenic. Like, schizophrenic.
It's like Death Grips.
Yeah, it's Death Grips for women, pretty much.
Jeez.
Feminine Death Grip. For when you are not horny and not angry. It's just really sad and you need to dance. And pedo supply too. Pedo supply is different than 100 Gex, but she makes really happy stuff. And she's just she's nice. I talk to her sometimes, and she's nice. Hmm. Yeah. She's Canadian, so yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Canadian people are just...
You stroking out?
What you want, dog? This...
You stroking out?
I'm just
climbing on top of everything.
You turn your camera on? But it can't.
I don't... Yeah, I'll try to figure a way to do that.
I should probably get my dog, right? Big. He's chonky.
We can do... No, we can't.
Is that the cat going?
Yes. It's as big as a rat.
What?
It's not a rat? It's as big as a rat.
It's not just cat rat? Broke into your house? Or your apartment?
No.
Not a cat rat. I would know
if it was cat rat.
Cat rat.
What's ragtag?
Ragtag?
Yeah.
Oh boy! You almost fell.
All right, give me a second. I'm going to go find where my dog is, maybe.
Your doggest? Hold up. I'll make some coffee. I'll be right back.
So, baby girl, it's just you and me now. You lost. You need some company?
Huh? What are you saying?
Hello, baby girl. Are you lost? Do you need some calm? Funny. Some company. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone that's listening to this right now. I'm tough girl.
That would totally work, though. That's the thing. That would totally work in real life.
It would. She would instantly want to hang out with me. Presuming I am a guy, which is what I always presume. Automatically in my brain. Does that ever happen to you? Like, you're legit surprised that you are female?
Sometimes? Yes!
You go like, oh shit, I just, like, you go instinctively to grab your penis. It's just not there. Terrifying. Like, where did it go? Shit, I never had it? What the
Back.
Hello.
Oh man, it's burning.
I know what you're talking about, Christina. Like whenever I like wear like a skirt or whatever, I'm like, oh, I'm such a femboy. And I'm like, wait, I'm a girl.
Man.
Bro, yeah.
You guys are lucky you're a girl. I'd be really worried if you were a man.
Alright, I found him. Ah, what are we talking about?
I think women have a higher threshold of mental insanity.
What do you mean?
Where they can be insaner and still be okay. Whereas men go like, they can go 5%, and after that, it's so downhill, you can see it from a mile away.
Yeah, no, like,
I was talking to about like going to, like, going to instinctively grab your penis and it's not there.
Yeah.
My face when it's not there.
Oh, where'd it go?
Jesus. What? Man.
Alright. I was gonna say, oh yeah, the Sophia waking up at school for at 6 a.m. threshold is like a thing for women. Women can experience that. Men just like die.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how my life would be if I was born a guy.
Man.
I'd probably have killed myself already. Or like developed extreme schizophrenia.
Really? One of the two. I feel like it'd be the same for me.
Well, you are kind of like diagnosably insane right now, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, like, I think I would just like create a fantasy land in my mind to live in, to cope with things, and would be like, and just live in that and be legit schizophrenic. I think that's how I would cope with it if I was a guy.
Alright, let me...
Or maybe I'd be coping the same way, I don't know.
Alright, come on.
Yeah, I think the way I'm coping right now is already pretty insane, so...
Man. I can't really see trans people.
What do you mean?
Invisible?
No, they're like chaos or like nothingness to me. It's like looking at a
new dog.
Have you ever seen a drug addict coming down?
Huh? No, I haven't seen that, but
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the depictions of that, it's exactly that. It's like I'm looking at a person constantly being in a state of.
That makes no sense to me.
Whatever that is, it must be like, must be really good, but it must be insane. Like, people do crack and keep doing crack because it must feel great to do crack. But looking at it from an outside perspective, it's really not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably feels so right. It probably feels as right to them to do what they do as it is like for me to, I don't know, squat. That's how it feels to them.
Yeah. Well,
but
it's more
when
like
I squat, I just get sweaty and I shower. But their squatting is that they start looking like a girl.
Is like grounding, and that's like contributing towards stability. When you go choose to smoke crack, you're looking for the roller coaster where you go, wee, wee, wee. Like, that was, and that's an interesting place to be.
I wish I could do crack. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd probably 12 gauge my own head before I turn into a woman. It's so terrifying. I'm seeing these women who are actually men. That's so crazy, dude. Imagine being that.
That is.
Imagine being.
That is. Whoa.
Whatever that. Ah, there's no name for that one, but the meme of like the guy snap back to reality. It's the red eyes and immediately shooting yourself in the head. What's that? Let me see if I can actually find that video. Maybe snap back to reality is going to find. Oh, I think it did.
I cannot hate on trans people because they make 100% of all the content I consume. And I don't think it would be the same if they weren't trans.
Well, yeah, it's the insanity that results in that. Like, being in, like, in ninth grade, the videos were crazy, but I was literally insane and had schizophrenia. And then Sam talks about, like, being in his mom's house or whatever, and that was hell. But, you know, some good stuff came out of that.
Yeah, but like, not all trans people constantly hate themselves, though.
That's kind of like, the essence of it, though. That's what the mental illness is about.
It's not like I can't get into music without getting into people's heads all the time. So when I listen to anything made, like, I can't listen to, what's that guy called? Mafia. JPEG Mafia. I can't listen to JPEG Mafia. Even stuff that I think is, like, I've listened, like, to the beginning of a song by him. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I remember it's his, and I think, and he starts speaking, and I start getting into his head as he speaks. And I just start thinking about death.
It depends for me. If I'm, like, annoyed or if I'm whatever.
It's very rare that I can... Same thing with Tyler. Like, listening to a song of his, and then I remember it's his.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh. It blackens the whole experience for me.
He announced a new album yet? We're approaching
He turned
time.
30.
He turned 30. He did turn 30. Oh.
Yeah, it's really
testosterone just crashed through the floor.
Yeah, well.
I want to die before I'm 30. That would be horrible.
Well, you turn 28, 30? And then you're a man for 28 years of your life, and you know you're a guy, and then all of a sudden you have a penis going inside of your anus. I don't know. It sounds like crazy to me.
No, I think I'm just gonna commit.
He made something for a Coca-Cola ad. That's kind of a bad sign.
Yeah.
He's getting commercial.
That's what Tyler did. Tyler, I believe at this point, has probably been butt sexed.
We're talking about Tyler.
That's too funny to me. Huh?
Right? We're not talking about him? I'm sorry.
Oh, I am talking about Tyler. I am talking about Tyler.
My brain is... Because
at some point, he took a penis in his butthole. Taking a penis in your butthole is like it's almost mystically evil for a man.
It's like you get hooked on penis.
It's mystically destructive. Like people talk about ego death. That's ego death. It's not good or enlightening. It's like. It's like you've been locked out of your own house forever.
How do you know so much about that?
Because I know people who... I used to know a trans guy. And I remember I told him about... I was. This is completely unrelated. But I remember talking to him about like the risk of being mugged on the street and murdered and tossed in a dumpster or something. Like I just gave a random example of that, and his like initial reaction was like, that sounds kind of sexy. That was his first reaction. So like,
that's like every girl on Twitter right now.
Yeah, and I can't do that. I can't even see that because that it like opens the door to a black hole. It's like Jumanji or whatever the other thing was, Zarathustra. Like, oh, one room in the house is like a jungle. The other room is like a black hole. It sucks you in and you die forever. It's like that for me. I can deal with jungles and et cetera, but black hole? Nah, I can't deal with that. It's too much for me.
I guess he was like truly a woman then. Because that's like what 95% of the female population is like openly into.
I prefer to just completely
getting blocked it out. Tossed in the dumpster. That's like the dream, right?
Like whatever that Crush 500 episode about masturbation. That just in my head. That's all that pops up. And I can't deal with that. I can't hear Tyler. I can listen to Earl because Earl just burned himself out with weed. If he stopped doing it for 6 months, he'd probably go back to normal. Mm-hmm. But once you go Tyler, like that much, that's not even insanity. Like a maniac. That's not even a maniac. That's a guy who just, you know, he was coming down from heroin, and the demon spoke to him. And was like, dude, you know what's even better than the heroin high? The high of complete nothingness in the void. And then he just slipped into it, and it wasn't even there was no transition. It's just like, one day Tyler's cool, the next day he's gay, and his music sounds like a parody of his old stuff.
He sold his soul for a Grammy nomination.
I can't with any of that. That's not something I can even contend with. That's totally removing my foreskin.
It's Lent, so I'm not listening to music, but I'm very curious how this sounds. Whatever.
Don't break the thing for a commercial Coca-Cola.
No, we used to do music on streams, but I was just saying, like, for the purpose of the stream, but yeah.
Yeah, for the purpose of the stream, I suppose.
I forgot to mention this. My mom found like a job, and she started working, and she got fired like less than a month later, because everybody was like unable to deal with her.
Don't they have like meds for insanity?
They do, and she takes them, but they only make her poop. Like, legitimately. Like, they literally have the same effect as laxative for her. Makes her poop, crash some cars, nothing else. Nothing else. No hope.
Oh yeah, another guy that I saw, the black hole. Have you seen Pyrocynical recently? I cannot look into his eyes.
He's like the new James Charles, right?
I look into it and I see a black hole. Death.
Recently, the only thing I know is like kind of it's weird. It's the cosplays and the makeup.
Yeah, dressing up like a woman.
And
whatever, it's 2021. Red.
Whatever. Yeah, you know.
He kissed anything for views, but I guess that was just for the views, right?
Duh.
It's just homie stuff.
Black gold once again.
And they said no homo afterwards. It's fine. Tyler dropped Igor and said no homo afterwards. So it's fine.
Dude, like, how can you look at this and not blackpilled once again?
Oh, that's a face app.
How recent is that? What is that?
Is it a face app?
That's a face app, yes.
Because I've seen the other ones and it's not that out of reach.
It's obvious. It's very obvious.
Let me find the other one. Oh, yeah, this one.
His face is not even the same texture as, like, the rest of anything.
I love it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I think I had already sent these just so.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got fat again too.
Well, whatever. What do we?
What a fate.
Freaking care.
Isn't that what he's into? Like fat furries or whatever.
What a fate.
Something like that.
I mean, getting fat, whatever. Getting fat is, like, least of anybody's concerns. Being stupid, etc., but deliberate. Some stuff is just too deliberate for you to be, like, passively getting into. Some stuff is a choice. There's letting yourself go, and then there's whatever that is. And that's too much, even for me. I don't know. What's the equivalent? What's
that
the
made me equivalent? Punch my computer.
What's the equivalent of that for women? Because I don't know if you guys feel the same way about it that I do.
Rape baiting?
What's that?
It's when women go out and try to get raped on purpose.
Oh. Hmm. But that is how
that's not equivalent. That's a different thing than this.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an equivalent of, like, masculinity being sissified. Women are sissies because they're women.
I think women just get away with anything they want, honestly. Like, just women can be as masculine as they want to, and they will still be, like, people will be okay with it because they're women, and it's, like, they are under the woman's spell. They just accept anything.
I know it, like, it terrifies and bimbifies Sophia when you do, like, a lesbian stuff. Lesbianism.
Okay, Sophia. That's the equivalent. That would be the equivalent for women.
Yeah, before you, though.
No, what? Yeah, don't you, like, recoil and vomit everywhere when you see that stuff?
Because for me and probably most people, it's just like, oh, that's... Because when I see gay dudes kissing, I think it's funny and retarded. It's the trans thing specifically that is horrifying.
It's horrifying. Yeah, that, yeah. There's a difference between, body, like, horror. Having condescension towards something and being, like, kind of terrified when you see it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, gay men is funny. Lesbians is like, ah!
Yeah. And I can almost see that. I can almost see your perspective with that. Mm-hmm. I can almost put Sophia glasses on and see it same way.
I guess I now understand what you mean with the trans people thing, Victor. But I, for some reason, only feel that with, like, trans men, like women that have become men. I think that is the terrifying equivalent for me. And, like, that just makes me, like, cringe so hard and, like,
sharp. I remember the specific atmospheric descriptions that make Sophia horrified and sissified and bimbified. I forgot what it was.
No, don't try to hex me or put me under a spell.
It's me to remember.
It's so difficult because to me, yeah, there's like
the sleepover, right? Like, can you take a picture of my butt?
Yeah, but that's weird and creepy. Yeah. There are specific ones where it's like...
This has to be general.
Yeah. There are specific ones like the dream with Carolyn Consnar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is like, but just going on TikTok and like seeing that, and then I just go and I go drive off.
Or like videos of women smiling at the camera, sending that to Sophia. That's my
passion. Or Sophia dream about me. She had. Yeah.
What was that? I forget.
That was a long time ago. Now I'm a rapist towards everyone, so.
Yeah.
You raped Christina in your dream?
Yeah, I
guess. No. Well, no, the dream was, it went something like me getting on call with Sophia and telling her that I love her and taking my shirt off.
That's the nightmare. That's horrible. Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, that makes you want to punch my monitor through.
Yeah, that's something she dreamed about.
Oh,
God. Yeah, I'm about to start shadow boxing in my sleep.
Not for Sophia, because she imagined my boobs, I guess. So I guess that's why that's particularly hell for her.
I don't remember at this point, but I do remember the plot arc. Is that my nightmare?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah,
what would be your response? Didn't some gay guy in your class like say try to ask you out or something?
Yeah,
that was that guy.
But that was very obvious, and I thought it was
Victor's YouTube comment.
You didn't go like
Yeah.
No, there was one IRL. There was one in the YouTube comments and one IRL too.
Wow, Victor just pulling all of the things. Mm.
Yeah, for some reason, it was a black dude want to date me too in the comments.
Oh, the black. Yeah,
It was a black midget dude. It's like 5'1 or something.
Only black people that want to date Victor.
A black midget. That's nice.
Oh, black man.
Oh, in real life, it was a guy that looked Jewish, not black.
Ooh. Okay, minorities.
What are you doing, Christina?
Wiping my butt. Sorry.
Is this Sophia? Is this a scream you have when you see that stuff in your dreams?
So let me see.
Listen to it. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, the femur breaker scream. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think I feel so badly towards like trans men, cause I'm like, it's like scary.
Oh, is that like, oh, I could be this or something?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, like yeah. I could have, that could have been me, alternate reality.
Mm-hmm. And then just, yeah, femur breaker scream.
And that makes me, go insane. I don't have the same thing with trans women, though. Trans women is just neutral for me.
So now my new nightmare is going to be Amanda Nunes confessing her gay love for me while we fight in the octagon.
Yeah.
And I try to like fart on her eye.
I have the fart technique.
Oh yeah, you do. Some sort of Hindu thing. I didn't look at it because I didn't want to.
You didn't want to fart?
I don't. I fart too much already.
I don't. My farts need a little help coming out.
Can you do that when your parents are fighting? Just get on your back and hold your legs up. And just...
That would be hilarious. But unfortunately, it's too overwhelming for me to have that kind of critical thinking.
What are you... Oh, man, frick. Yeah, that's critical thinking. That sort of plan is like genius level. You need 200 IQ.
It is genius level. It's like, it would immediately disrupt the fight. Just immediately it would stop it. But I can't do it if I'm crying. and screaming.
Screaming and crying and farting.
Yeah, it's too powerful.
Oh, gosh.
I wish, though. I wish.
You get kicked down the stairs, you fart all the way down. She's just astonished. She never does it again. Like, disgusted.
Fart on her face. She comes to try and, and hit me. I just fart on her.
Yeah.
I sort of can't watch women fighting. I really don't like it.
Oh, I don't fight with my mom anymore.
No.
Just let her beat me now.
Not random. Of course, I don't like random people fighting each other in general, but like competitive fighting, watching women competitive fight. Because then they're like, at least once in each fight, one of them is landing a serious like hit to one another. And that's so bizarre to me, seeing women get hit. It doesn't really matter. The other person doing it is also a woman. It's just terrifyingly ugly.
I am evolved now.
What you mean?
Now I am able to like not hit my mom back.
Yeah,
resist the urge.
Well, yeah, because that's pretty hard. Like, honestly, she's like, you want to see her fat jiggle as you hit her, you know? But that's super sexy. Anyway,
Mortal Kombat, you see the x-ray of her bones breaking. And her
yeah, you see the fat, like, moving. Anyways, now I just let her hit me. Honestly, I don't care anymore. No point in it, whatever.
Okay, this is a little bit of an elephant in the room here, but Maiden Paladin, something like a fully male human male dressing and acting like a woman is disturbing. I've seen the videos on your Twitch account. Isn't that you, though?
What?
Like, the... What's her name? Or his name? The guy or woman.
Very Maiden, specific.
Maiden Paladin.
Oh, isn't that one of the viewers of chat?
Yeah,
or whatever?
It is one of the viewers of this stream right now. And like, I think it was Kayo or Pinevoy who sent me a video that was on her or his channel.
Oh, okay. It's been a while.
Honest to goodness, hermaphrodite? For real, though. You being truthful?
That is
hermaphrodite
physically. Oh no, it isn't actually. There is a syndrome for that.
Confirmed female of the Catholic Church.
Yeah,
that's
but
crazy.
Is that referring to intersex or just hermaphrodite?
I'm sorry. When I hear syndrome, I just think Down syndrome. That's all I think about. I'm sorry.
Well, I never saw it. I don't really pay too much attention to chat. It's really strange. I remember watching Breaking Bad.
It's actually funny how you have to make a conscious effort to misgender people. Picture
me what?
Yes, it's very obvious and it's so weird.
No, genuinely this time because she's her or I don't know what it's a hermaphrodite.
okay
I'm genuinely confused. I don't know what to call a hermaphrodite. What do I call a hermaphrodite?
I don't know.
Hermaphrodite is the classical term for intersex, but I don't like the latter because it's been confused and co-opted.
Yeah,
so you are.
And I don't want to call random trans people the other thing, because that's like telling a crack addict that crack is good. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, same.
Right.
I have to give my pronouns. Oh, I, like technically, you're a female. Do you have a uterus? Yeah, is that the best definition of a woman? Uterus having?
Well, dang, my grandma fucked.
Well, wait, your grandma must have a uterus, you understand that? She must have a uterus. Historically speaking. You exist, thus your grandma. Okay, yeah, but she was born with one. If I lose an arm, I'm not a chicken, dude.
Yeah, her DNA prescribes her having a uterus. So.
Yeah.
Is like chromosomes the best definition of a woman?
No, chromosomes are worse because you can be born with like an X, Y, and be a woman.
Yeah, you
can
be born with 5 billion X chromosomes.
There's women that are born without uteruses.
Are we gonna argue about this now?
That's a good point.
Is Christina a tranny sympathizer? Oh my god. I'm just kidding.
Yes, but obviously. What?
Yeah.
Tranny sympathizer. That's a funny one.
No, but it's pretty obvious. Like,
yeah, that's part of my bio now.
Just because there's extremely rare exceptions to the rule doesn't mean that men and women don't exist. Like, yeah, I guess some women are barren or can't have children. It's obvious they're women, though.
I don't know. I think it's weird when you, like, when you make a conscious effort to, like, use the opposite pronouns, even though, like, the person looks like a woman and has a woman name, and, like, you have to make a conscious extra effort to, like, make something else.
Because I don't do so it because it's the easiest way to go. That's not what guides my speech in general. It might be easier and instinctive for me to call them a woman. But then you can use the same argument like, oh, okay, so if a trans woman gives you a boner and like, okay, what do you do then? Yeah, it doesn't mean just because that happened, because that physically or mentally was your intuition, doesn't mean it's correct. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like intuitively, yeah, it may be the case that I think a man is a woman, but it doesn't mean I should keep following that if I figure out it's incorrect.
Okay.
Hermaphrodites, intersex are considered male by default usually. Yeah, because having a uterus is like hard, right? So if you have any other weird stuff going
some of them are born like. Don't they have like the wrong penis thing? Like they don't have balls either, they just have the penis.
Yeah, but I mean
it's like me in my dream.
It's just confusing.
I think it's easier to be a man, biologically speaking.
No, that makes no sense. Because X is the base.
No. I meant like anatomically speaking, rather.
Isn't the penis just like a grown out clitoris?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, isn't the clitoris like the base of it?
Okay, if you were to turn a woman into a man, you just have to give her a big clitoris. If you were to turn a man into a woman, you have to give him a uterus, a whole entire uterus.
Yeah.
Like, that's way harder.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
So it's not exactly clear. XXY hermaphrodite. What does that mean?
It's like impossible to give a woman a big clit.
Well, no, not actually. If you give her enough, like a hot bath for long enough, it's halfway there.
Stop. That's horrible.
I didn't know about that secret woman.
I'm never keeping my kids a bath. Are you for real? That's gross.
I am. You give a woman a female for a hot bath for too long, and she becomes a man, almost.
So in the womb, do you just have like a female penis? What's that about?
No, you for like for the first months, I think.
I like the PFP of you spitting your cereal out. It's like a response to this.
That's really good. XXY. I really
don't know what
confused
that means
about the chromosome stuff because there are men who are XX like that were born with a penis, and like men who were YY and women who were XXY.
Oh, this is too confusing.
Yeah, because genetics are retarded. I hate genetics. Genetics are unexplainable.
Klinefelter syndrome. I think I've heard of
that. Yeah, I studied about that.
Oh yeah, there's like dominant traits, and they always show up, except a bunch of times when they don't. So it's not really a rule.
Genetics is just too complicated. It's just easier to go by presentation.
Gonna get a package.
I'll just go by looks. If you look like a man, you're a man. If you look like a girl, you're a girl. That's it.
Yeah, that's way easier.
Mm-hmm. If it's XXY, then they just have an extra X chromosome, but they're still a dude?
They have an extra chromosome? Wouldn't that make them retarded?
Yeah, but, like, it's a different type of chromosome that makes you a girl, like, extra penis instead of extra brain.
Okay, that's fair.
Whatever, Maiden, your name is fucking Maiden, so you obviously identify as a woman, so I'm just gonna refer to you as a woman, right? That's proper. Should I ask what are your pronouns?
Alright, I gotta babysit the dogs.
I opened Maiden Skeleton's Twitch channel and like it started autoplaying, and I was like, oh my gosh, who is whispering in my ear right now? I was terrified. Like, where is this coming from? I have like constant auditory hallucinations. Constant.
Yeah, I was getting that last night. Like, I thought I was still on the phone with my friend, so I was like saying whatever. I look at my phone because I'm like, why is she saying anything? We haven't been on call for like a few hours. I was like, what the? Okay. I've been talking to no one.
That is insane. Sometimes I just get high-pitched noises in my ear, and like I have to cover both of my ears, and it hurts a lot too. I don't know why that is. I don't know. My life has been going to shambles.
No, the only weird sensation so I get is like when I'm trying to fall asleep, I'm just freaking so itchy. Going to be painful. Yeah.
My house has been infested with ants recently, and I've been having like hallucinations of it all the time. Like I see ants everywhere, even though they were already exterminated.
Yeah.
I see ants everywhere, and they're crawling on me all the time. It's really bad. I think I'm like slowly developing schizophrenia.
All right, I'm back.
Can that happen? Can you develop schizophrenia? Yes, right?
Yeah, like, there's people who develop it. Yeah, weed. Isn't that Faith's brother?
Yeah, there's people who develop it after weed. But, like, can you just develop it without the weed?
What's weed, by the way? You smoke something, it goes into your lungs, and it goes into your brain? How's that happen?
It's just in lungs,
another chemical.
There's these sacs, yeah. And then it gets into your bloodstream.
Okay, and then what does it do to my brain?
Don't know.
Makes you chill,
yeah,
right?
Gives me, chill hormones. Forgot about those.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, yeah, how does that happen?
Because it's way easier. It was way easier when things were just mystical and mystically explained.
Weed is like secret specification.
Because functionally it worked way better. Yeah, there's a type of evil spirit that is attached HRT, to all weed.
HRT infused weed.
Isn't that all weed?
I guess so.
And again, isn't that Faith's brother? Became schizophrenic and a tranny.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought smoking weed and developing psychosis was from latent heretical problems. What do you mean heretical problems? You start thinking Jesus isn't God's son? What are you talking about?
Nah, like...
I think they meant hereditary.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they thought that the Virgin Mary died before going to heaven. I get it.
Yeah, he became schizophrenic after smoking weed, but that's just because he had the wrong like stuff up there, you know, like heretical problems and shit.
Heretical problems, you know. He thought God the Father was corporeal.
It happens to the best of us.
Happens to the best of us.
If you smoke weed without any hereticism, you're totally fine. You don't even get high.
Yeah. You don't even get high?
Mm-hmm.
Not enough of a heretic to get
high. Yeah, actually, they made the witches smoke weed to see if they were witches or not.
The witches invented weed to turn boys into girls and get high. I thought if your relatives had schizophrenia, but you didn't show any signs of it. So it like activates the schizoenzymes.
Yeah. Bro, tactical schizophrenia activated.
What would happen to me if I did that? That would be crazy. Imagine what would happen to me if I did drugs. Or smoked weed or anything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Hmm.
I'll probably just kill myself. Today later.
Not right now.
The only thing I need to see the
Brazil gag show before that happens.
Yeah. The only thing that's like schizophrenic, my brain degenerating, is like my spelling and reading getting like rapidly worse. I'm just reading things wrong all the time and forgetting how to spell words all the time. That I used to know. I'm sure it's fine.
Maybe you should stop smoking all the weed you smoke.
Yeah, I should probably stop smoking 20 pounds of weed every day. You're not telling me why marijuana relaxes.
20 pounds.
Specifically me. Yeah, so like 100% of your body weight?
Yes.
That's how much weed you smell.
Let me go bench this weed, and then I'll smoke it.
You gotta bench it to smoke it.
20 pounds is 4 times my
body. Then I have to smoke 60 pounds of weed.
Wait, 20 pounds is 4. Okay, so you're 5 pounds heavy? Got it.
5 kilograms? What? No, wait, 10
kilograms. That's like 2.
9 kilograms?
I am 38 kilograms of weed heavy. Yeah.
Doesn't that mean you're sick, dude?
Yeah, bro, totally.
I'm sick nasty.
Other than figuratively and literally.
I am sick AF.
Yeah, I told Christina the other day I can squat her, so yeah, maybe she's sick.
Yeah, I can bench her, dude. I've benched 50.
I can't bench her yet. I'll get there.
I gotta go back to squatting because I remember starting to do it and I did my own body weight and I could do it. Mm. And I thought, wow, this wasn't supposed to be this easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped before going any further. I thought, maybe it's not as easy as I think it is. And I'm gonna die in the next one if I put like one extra kilogram. So I'm worried. But as I hear it, most people can squat their own weight. So I probably should do like.
I wonder if I can squat my own weight.
Do you have any muscle?
I have abs. That's about it. I skate too, so I have some muscles on my legs, but none on my arms. Not on my arms. Just bones.
squat holds or just normal squat presses? Well, I think I do normal squat presses. I'm not very informed.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what's a squat hold. Stay there pooping on the floor.
Yeah, you do a lot of like to do a squat hold. You gotta push out with your butthole really hard until you're almost farting, and then you squat holding the fart. It's twice as hard.
Dang.
Butt power.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. That's too high sex, guys. I just squat, deadlift.
Too high sex? What did you say right now?
Overhead press and bench press. It's too high sex for me.
Isn't that like when you smoke weed and then like...
Oh yeah, yeah, if you do that, yeah, you really are just like farting.
Yeah, smoke weed and have sex while you're squatting your own body weight. That's how you do it. If you can do it, you win.
You win what? Find out. AIDS.
You'll find out.
You win AIDS, free AIDS.
You get AIDS.
Usually you have to pay a lot for it, but this time it's free.
No, I gotta go lift today.
Have my speech gotten worse, or is that just me?
It has.
Right.
Like early times, it was worse than it is right now, and then it progressively got better, and now it's gotten worse again. Not as bad as it was initially, but worse.
I see. Well, I think I just have a problem with speaking now. Like I sound like this in Portuguese now too. I think my brain is just...
You still have the L thing, which you never fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, I cannot, it's more than just pronunciation now. Like, now I have trouble forming sentences.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah.
Is that like brain confusion? Part of autism? But that's usually early, like, trouble, like, learning how to talk, and usually it shows
up earlier.
I think
I'm just, like, regressing mentally or something. I am starting to show a bunch of signs of like early autism like right now.
What? Really?
Like the overwhelming noise thing, like mm-hmm. that's usually a thing that you have as a kid and then it goes away. And I never had that, and I had it to a smaller degree, but now it's becoming more and more pronounced.
I don't know if I've been in any environments where I'd be sensory.
Maybe it's because
I had that as a kid, though.
Maybe it's because I like I don't have my period anymore and stuff. So now it's just like
you don't. What? Oh, because you lost freaking lucky. So much weight.
Wow.
What are you? What did you say?
Yeah, like I have low body fat, so I don't have my period anymore. So I think it's just I'm just like regressing.
Oh yeah, that does happen.
Early autism.
Doesn't it create a risk for infertility?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. You can just gain the weight back, and it all.
Yeah, but like it's weird that you
that happens. If you're too low body,
yeah, I know it happens, but is that does
no,
that
I was
not
talking to somebody
anything?
In the chat. Okay. I don't know.
It doesn't make your risk for infertility any bigger or anything like that. It's just that when you gain the body weight again, you basically go through puberty again, and like you get a bunch of acne. But that's pretty much the only bad thing about it.
Are you 100% sure about this stuff, man?
Not 100%, but like I read about it on the internet, so I'm gonna be sure.
I'm just sweating right now. How are you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, anyways.
That's like me if my balls started shrinking. I'd be like, oh, whatever. It's probably fine. Like, I'd be worried.
Period suck though. Like, that's kind of base. Like, you don't get your period base.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm happy about that. And I don't have boobs either anymore, so that's really cool. That's dope. I love that. My boyfriend probably has bigger boobs than me.
What is Danny's body fat here?
No, I'm just kidding. He's underweight too.
Jesus.
He's like 16 BMI. He's like 173 tall, and he weighs 48 kilos. So, yeah.
Wow.
He's only let me translate that to English.
And I'm 67, dude.
He's 5'8", and he's how many kilos?
48.
Hundred and five pounds. Oh, he's even skinnier than Gabby.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Gabby.
Wait a minute.
He's almost as skinny than almost as skinny as I am. I am 16 BMI. He is 16.5.
Bruh, literally me in like eighth grade. Yeah, but you guys aren't 12, so it's not really. I don't know if it's sustainable.
You guys are in 12, so I don't know about 48, that.
I'm 67, and I'm like 2 centimeters taller than him. That's crazy. How much is that? I don't even know how to do math. It's 48.
147 pounds.
It's like 20 kilograms lighter.
I guess, but his is like natural. Like he has always been like that.
Well. Jiminy Jonathan. Holding the down position for 1 or 2 minutes at a time. Yeah, I definitely don't do that. I do normal.
Yeah, if I do that in 80 pounds, I'm gonna die. My shoulders will.
Although I could do that. It isn't the relaxing down there. I can do that, but it's the coming up that's difficult for me.
Yeah, like if you do it too long and you can't come up, what you gonna do?
Child?
Yeah, you just start farting. You're like, please help. I should probably check where the dogs are. I don't know. I'm left with them, so.
Who let the dogs out?
I'm trying to draw this chicken and it keeps looking like a penis. It's really annoying.
Oh.
Chicken and driving.
So, I have to make a chicken. That's my university thing. I have to make a chicken. University has been so cool. All of the stuff I have to do is like super fun. Except for the chicken penis. Everything else has been real fun.
I think I would need to gain. I would need to be like kind of fat. Sorry, I don't know where I was taking that. Sorry.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Sorry, Miss Pramble.
What the frick? Like, what were you? Whatever.
Fart. Is Victor here?
Yes,
it's
I am.
It's like
who
let dogs out, but it's...
Let the farts out. Christina. Christina. Fart. Is that what you tell the therapist?
A different version of the hook just to make it fully autistic. And one of the people just don't even sing.
Yeah. Fart.
The best band ever. There's 4 people. 3 of them sing wrong, and 1 of them doesn't. Just stands up there.
We should make that.
Is it fine if I record with green screen and put the snow in the background? Because it's cold as balls outside, and my neighbors are gonna be like, "Why are you being racist in the backyard?"
It's nice backyard. Right
isn't
now.
Isn't your backyard enormous, dude?
Yeah,
you live like in a mansion or something.
No,
you live in a mansion and you're like 400 miles away from any civilization, and
that's not true.
An acre of just
and
pure
your
green.
And your neighbors are all racist, right?
Your neighbors are all billionaires.
That's also awesome.
They're all like
you know what? F it. That's true. That's true. No, I'm not where you think I am.
Yeah, there's like.
I'm not in my mansion right now.
Hold yeah, I'm not in my mansion
I'm
right
I'm
now.
I'm in one of my different houses. This crab yeah. shack, garbage piece of filth. The house is 3 stories tall. Has
it's,
like 4 different
it's,
bedrooms.
It's 3 degrees Celsius outside.
Wow.
Why is it cold for you?
Freezing my friggin' balls off.
Because it's still winter, and there's still snow.
Somebody asked, what do y'all study?
Scientific racism?
Product design.
That's based.
It is based.
I'm ow!
Mad cars.
My nuts.
If I live long enough.
Mad cars. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just talking about that the other day with my dad. There's got to be a person who came up with the current silhouette we have with cars. Like, one guy who came up with the bug wagon, and then that got adopted. And I want to know
who that
is.
Wasn't that, like, the Germans? Annoying-ass German people with the
Volkswagen. Yeah, Germans suck, dude.
Yeah.
See,
like,
I'm thinking...
Nazis, like, ruined music with the Hertz thing, and then they ruined cars with, like, Volkswagen. And then they
was it the Volkswagen
by making Israel a thing.
They invented the what is it called, the Beetle, a Beetle car.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So 1990s Corvette is the ideal,
which,
if you will. And
which
yeah.
given, listen, the Beetle's like engineering system is brilliant. They made the car so light that you could put the engine in the back. Like, it's retarded. It's everybody considered that impossible, and they still can't actually do it very well nowadays. But the design looks like my butthole just farted.
Volkswagen? Where does Volkswagen come from?
Swagen? Whoa.
Volkswagen is like, Volks is like people, and wagon is like way. So it's the way of the people. It's Volkswagen.
That sounds like Hitler 9000.
It is Hitler.
It is Hitler. Hitler came up with that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like the Germans.
This is literally the result of statism, is what you're telling me. The reason all cars smell like doo doo and look like penis is because of Hitler.
Hitler made cars suck. He made it. He like invented Israel, which sucks too.
That's true.
He ruined music by making all musicians tune to a different sound.
Yeah, what's up with that too? I don't get it.
He hates people, and he was sacrificing everyone's ears to Satan, probably.
What's up with that, though?
The same reason he invented Israel.
One thing about the old Beetle, the Volkswagen Beetle, is that the original thing, it was weird, but it was sort of 1950s also. So, the tire, the part of the hull that was around the tire, it looked like a helmet. It wasn't, retracted into the car. So it wasn't as bad. I don't think he actually came up with that, because old 19th century cars looked like that.
No, but you can see it in the name. The Beetle was the first car to look like a fucking bug.
I'm not sure about that. Because I remember seeing cars, I think it was British cars in the early 20th century, already looked like that. Not exactly like that, but similar enough.
Car design. I remember having researched that at one point.
Yeah, but cars now don't really look like the Volkswagen Beetle. It's something. It's a mix of futurism with like obese bug.
Yeah, that's
aesthetics.
That is not Bauhaus. Bauhaus is geometric and like.
Yeah, you're a Bauhaus friggin' what shell. I already know you from a mile away, so I'm not even gonna.
Okay, but like that is such that is just stupid to say though, because it's not true. Bauhaus is literally like geometric and sharp edges, while the cars today.
That's true.
Are, like,
it's angular in a very disgusting way. Yeah, the problem with cars now is way too... It's curvy with bevels at the ends of the curves.
Exactly. Really. Bauhaus stuff was all, like, square. Nothing like cars today. Bauhaus sucks for having two-story buildings, though. I'm gonna give them that.
Whatever it is. Modernism. Let me see. Which is the Dingleberry? Okay. I guess modernism includes both the weird, like, repeating squares and the Dingleberry. There is no, like, it's not cubism, obviously, but there is no explanation for this type of thing.
No, the cars now, they are not modernist, I think. I think they are postmodern. What was the first round car?
Dang, big feet.
Good feet.
But that's just Brazilian black people.
No, that's actually not Brazilian people's fault this time around.
That is made by a Brazilian person.
That is made by a Brazilian person, but they didn't come up with that style of being a Dingleberry.
Cars kind of
Wasn't it called anthropophagism?
No, that's when you eat people.
Well, yeah, that was the idea. It was the idea of, like, eating cultures and absorbing them and, like, turning them into something authentic. And that's where that came from. I'm pretty sure that was actually original.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, cars sucked, still, it was modern, and then they were good in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and then they sucked again.
Yeah, cars were retarded for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked really good until, like, the 60s.
In the early 2000s...
No, the 60s had a lot of bug cars, too.
Bug cars in the 60s? What you mean?
I'm looking at them right now.
Because... if I think about the cool Chevrolet ones, the big square,
you sent a link?
Pimped out, whatever, they go up to the 60s and after that.
70s had a lot of emphasis on the classic car silhouette, which I respect. And then 80s and 90s were good, and then 2000s freaking farted all over my face.
Oh, so, okay, I'm not trusting this right now, but they are saying that is, like, a technological thing. Like the technology made it so it's, like, very easy to bend still in, like, curvy ways, and people just wanted to use
Sam has said CAD design is the problem. But look, this is, like, what 50s car is. It's kind of not good.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, not necessarily that it's round, but that it's, like, chunky. Bulbous. It's too big on top. It's
obese and bulbous and chonky.
CAD design. I fucking hate COD.
CAD? COD? Call of Duty AIDS?
Autodesk. All that shit. Fuck that shit. I'm drawing my shit by hand.
Like, it's almost like they're fatter than the actual skeleton of the car allows them to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually almost fatter than Christina's mom.
Well, really left field with that one. It's like there's a skeleton under that thing that allows it to be as fat, like a certain amount of fat, like empty space there. But this looks like it's very poorly designed. Like, you flipped it over, it would react really poorly or something.
Yeah, all cars now look obese. So that's the only way to put it.
It's not really the roundness I have a problem with. It's with the lack of symmetry. Looks gay. It's like way too big on top.
It has a tumor.
Yeah, it's not sinuous. It's like a... Maybe, well, whatever.
Certain luxury cars are still good because they're not obese.
I saw, like, a Mercedes the other day that looked good.
Let me try to find it. Like, I
know that they're not sinuous. I think from the 90s and onwards is when this started happening, is that they lacked any sort of, like, shape.
Oh my gosh, this looks so gross.
Lack of describable shape to them.
I want to puke in my mouth right now. This is awful.
You know how old women look when
no, it's like the cyberpunk car. So yeah.
You know how old women look when they do lift, like a facelift.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like stretched. Shape. Yeah.
But they don't look like a human being anymore. That's what I'm talking about. It's not being round or whatever. It's that. It's being shapeless. Whatever modernist crap theory that follows, probably one. There's probably one modernist theory where things need to look gay and retarded and gay.
I think that's exactly the wording they used.
I think the whole idea of shapelessness is probably like some postmodern theory.
Yeah, that sounds like the aesthetic equivalent of the postmodern no meta narrative.
Yeah. That's the problem. I can't really differ. It's sort of difficult to differ after a point when both of them look hideous and retarded.
Still into Stereolab? Heck yeah.
Stereolab. Why wouldn't I be? I have a Stereolab.
I less mind modern stuff like McLarens, Lamborghinis, because that's at least not obese. I think fat is particularly disgusting to women.
What?
Fat? What do you mean? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is why I'm not sure.
No, I heard you say like the F word, like faggot.
Oh.
Fag?
Look, this is considered modernist. Bad on women. That blob thing there. So I don't know how to differ the two anymore.
Yeah, it's well, we know what each other are talking about.
Blobberino.
So. But yeah, Lambos are looking more like, the shape is more, dildo. Streamlined dildo.
What?
So.
What? I gotta cop me my one of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. They have an SUV. Like, it's freaking SUV. Everyone makes like SUVs, mouses. And they look horrible. Porsche, freaking Lambo.
I blame the Americans.
Okay, whoever is in charge of cars, they must be the same people behind computer mouses.
No, computer mouses have.
It's all industrial design, product design. You know.
Is that what it is? They should all die.
Computer mouses fit your hand perfectly.
Not really.
Yes, they do.
Not really, bro.
Unless you have crazy people hands.
No, like gaming mouses are extremely uncomfortable all the time.
Okay, gaming mouses are gay because they have buttons and stuff.
All of them got it.
No, those are just gaming.
Okay, are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, but all mouses are slowly becoming gaming mouses. Either that, or you're buying from a LAN house from 2002.
Go find me the ergonomics.
Those are my options. I was buying mouses.
Microsoft mouses, and they look normal. You're just looking at them.
Wireless Microsoft. I know they look like a dildo. I'm about to see them. Mouse.
Bro, they just look normal.
Microsoft. Yeah, because you're biologically geared towards liking dildos, I guess, but they look horrible to me.
But they fit your hand. That's their purpose.
Yeah, but so would a freaking burrito. I don't want a burrito as a mouse. That doesn't matter.
No, a burrito wouldn't fit your hand.
Oh, yeah? I can grab one right now. Real easy.
You grabbing it doesn't mean it fit your hand.
Okay, what does it need to fit my hand then?
It's supposed to be comfortable.
Okay, so how do you actually hold a mouse?
Yeah, but
I always have my palm on my mouse pad because of how big my hands are.
The thing about it's a very easy thing, like other than the buttons part, which is obviously impossible, but it's a very easy thing to do to make your hand not feel incredibly hellish on a on a basically an like an egg. It's an
elongated egg. Okay, send us a picture of what you're talking about.
It just
look up wireless mouse Microsoft.
It looks normal and it fits my hand perfectly.
Does it look normal? That's my issue. Or are we just used to it?
What do you want?
Well, what's the mouse like? Ideal?
Yeah, it just looks like a mouse, and it's completely functional. Like, the shape of it is functional.
Yeah, but that's tautological. You're saying the mouse looks like a mouse. Yeah, is that the best version of it?
Has anyone worked that out? That the shape of it is functional. So it's like it fits your hand perfectly in a way that it doesn't hurt and it doesn't feel bad.
Yeah, but that's not that difficult to achieve.
Then what is the problem with it?
I don't know about the way it looks. Because either they're extremely smooth and round, and they weren't like that not very long ago, or they're knife dildos with 100 buttons.
They are better for being smooth and round.
And the guys with the gamer mouses say that those are better. What is it called? For your hand ergonomics.
Yeah, what is a mouse supposed to look like? Because you're talking about...
Yeah, we don't know. Has anyone asked that question? Look, I'm about to show you one of the Microsoft mouses. And this is called ergonomic, okay? Look at that.
Okay, that's horrible.
It's a ball.
Yeah, that is bad.
Yeah, I'm saying a bunch of them look like that. And people don't complain. Yes, that's a Microsoft mouse.
Yeah, I'm talking about the model I have, though. I'm not talking about the...
Okay, list. Then we're talking about different things. I'm not saying that's always the case, but what is the ideal, exactly? Because ball isn't it, and neither is knife dildo.
And neither is square, obviously.
Yeah, but have we even seen that?
Yes, the first mouse, the Apple mouse, was a square.
The Apple mouse? Oh, yeah. Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, then what would be the best shape for a mouse? Is anybody researching that, or are they just building different Steven Universe characters in their designs? Because that's what I'm looking at. They're either very cyberpunk anime, or they're Steven Universe. Those are the two options for mouses.
I like mine, but it has a retarded logo on it.
The one I got was, it looks like, I don't know.
I'm fine with this, where it's like round at the bottom, but it has the sharp edge at the front because that's where you click.
Yeah, that's mine too.
I like that.
Yeah, I think Sophia's mouse is the best shaped one here because it goes in on the sides for your thumb.
Yeah, this is my mouse.
It is really...
Yeah, that's a very similar one to mine, actually.
Sophia's one is the best shaped mouse.
What can I say?
Then there's this one, which is
Apple
awesome.
Bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Look at that, boy. Terrible.
Dang. No, those are like,
Bocha. Well,
there's ones, actually, ones that you can, like, fold hole. And transport, but they look...
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is the stuff I'll be making. Awesome. No, not the one, the gay ones. Just mouse.
Oh yeah, I got that Logitech one. It has buttons on the side, which is very frustrating.
I
but
hate
it's only two.
Logitech everything.
Hmm.
Why?
Whoa.
I hate their eye logo. It makes me uncomfortable.
Dude, it's a G. Are you smoking crack?
Oh, you don't know about it.
What is it with the eye thing? Oh, you mean like that eye emoji? What is that?
I mean like the Logitech eye.
Logitech?
Logi. I'm gonna hock a loogie in your face. Keep talking weird.
No, I like that. I'm gonna call him Logitech. No. That sounds like a Finnish what brand or something. Logi. It says Logi on the mouse.
Isn't logi the word you use when you're like
constipated? Yes.
Okay.
What? Ah, what is that? That's like a dildo vacuum.
That's Victor's mouse, right?
Yeah. That's my mouse.
I'm putting that on screen. That's horrifying.
That's the vertical mouse.
Vertical mouse. Those exist. They're for people who have farted all over their hands and can't use them anymore.
Is that better or worse? I don't know.
Yeah, Victor only knows the modern stuff. You don't know the original logo.
What? Wait, what? Yeah, that used to be their logo? Yes. Logitech used to have, like, all-seeing eye.
Whoa, That's pretty Jiminy Jimbo Jones.
It's literally the Illuminati.
From when I was a kid.
Dang, you remember this? That's weird.
Yes, because it terrified me. And that's why I hate them.
Oh, look how they massacred my boy. Hold up. Look at this mouse, man.
Oh, I also hate the multi-laser. But I just...
Boots with fur.
Fur.
Look at her.
All right, these are all up here. Little collage.
All right.
Now, Logitech has some pretty horrible mouses.
Yep.
So, who's the founder? Is he Jewish?
Logitech.
Yeah, go do the research.
Logitech. I love how everybody's saying it like me now.
Mm-hmm. The original Xbox controller was horrible.
Gets the extra chromosome. Giacomo,
John Lee. 361's nice, though.
Zappacosta, Borel.
361 is good. Yeah.
No, he's Swiss. Fine. Swiss? What do you mean, Swiss? Your name's Daniel? Let me look into this.
But the, no, look at the timeline. It's not the founder that you need to look at.
But why is it so curvy?
Because
that's my
the
only
logo changed. Like, the original logo is not the all-seeing eye, and then it becomes it. I sent it on the timeline. You have to find out when that happened and, like, what person was in charge then.
Wikipedia.
Ergonomic. Yeah, they'll call anything ergonomic. They don't even have to check. They can draw a penis and they'll call it ergonomic.
Stanford alumni Daniel Borel. Okay, Jewish.
Borel. Yeah, that's the guy that I'm talking about.
Pier Luigi
Zappacosta? They're all Italian except this one guy called Borel.
Pier Luigi Zappacosta. What? You casting a spell? Okay, the ticker, the stock ticker for Logitech is indeed Logi, so, I mean, I think Christina's in the right here.
Yeah, obviously. As with everything, always.
That is true. Like, she said 100 gex was good, and I was like, nah. I gave him a listen, she was right, though.
I was right, though. Let's go.
I read Free Space Motion as Freemason. I was like, this guy's a Freemason? No, it's not. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
The original logo actually didn't have an eye. It was like a modernistic, just a square with a circle inside, and then someone made it into an eye for literally no reason. My boyfriend messaged me saying that I'm always right. He agrees with me. It's not a new track. She played that on 909. No, it was actually H2B2 Live. But it wasn't released. It was from a live set. And she just posted it on streaming services now because people liked it a lot.
Should change the stream title to 100 Gex Aficionado.
Please.
100 Gex Fan Club.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't include me in that.
Victor is afraid of being sissified by the Gex.
Yeah, I really don't like the fan manic stuff. Sounds like Dingle.
I can't help but like it because my brain is fried and farted on all the neurons. Whoopsie. Sorry, Miss Bramble.
What'd you do this time?
Yeah, I just love it. Love the gift. I don't listen to anything else nowadays. I just listen to your gifts instead of one. And Count Baldur. I think Count Baldur is the only person I listen to nowadays that isn't trans.
Get the Logitech G502 Hero Gaming Mouse for just $40. Well, would you look at that? It's gonna cut all over my hands. And I'm gonna bleed out and die. This guy's name is Corbin. What kind of...
That's a lie. He's lying to you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they have good webcams, though, but they're super overpriced. Really? Come on.
You sounded like a woman for, like, 2 seconds. That was funny.
Yeah. I gotta get these good deals. Oh my god.
Gotta get that.
I'm gonna kill myself. gotta get.
Yeah, Lord forbid me a trillionaire gets a bad deal on a piece of electronic garbage.
That is the Jewish life.
That is the Sophia brand for
10
years now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just become a normal woman?
Wow, this is the worst thing of all time. Ergo M575 wireless trackball. Thank you, Logie.
Oh yeah, I remember I went to the to this place near university to buy art supplies, and they had this little thing you could buy that was called Speedball.
Speedball? That's literally the name
but
of the
But it was
drug.
Like
That's
a
mess.
Name for a pen.
I went to the paperia to get some Speedball.
Wait, is there a good tech company?
Speedball?
No. Cause tech.
Yeah. Cause tech.
Oh, I hate this. This is like a keyboard where the keys are all circles.
I got G203. That's the mouse I got.
That sounds yummy. That sounds like I wanna eat it.
Yeah, it looks like candy, but the kind of candy where you go diarrhea or something.
I've been making so much candy.
I've been making so much diarrhea. Oh my gosh. Wait, what? You're making candy?
Oh, wow.
I got this one, but I turned the lights off, so it's just the G thing there.
That's not bad.
Yeah, there's an eye inside
my
he's looking at you.
Yeah, right. My main concern was the wheel, because if the wheel's like a smooth plastic banana penis, it fills up with gobble and gook all over the place. So I gotta get rid of it.
What are you doing with your mouth for that?
Well, you don't gotta ask me that question. I gotta tell you. It's none of your concern. But it fills up with gobble and gook all the time.
Is this gonna be a thing? Keyboards with circular keys?
No, that's not gonna be a thing.
It may be.
I would... This gives me what is it called? Tryptophobia or what is it?
Trypophobia. There's a thing. I believe for the past decade and a half, they've been trying to phase out desktop computers, replace them with laptops, and it just failed.
All of them?
Never happen.
They're trying, but never happen.
Like all the ads were like the new Macintosh.
I did this in class once to trigger people's triple phone.
Oh, no, I don't like that. Jeez, you're right. That works. That's mean.
You're welcome.
Bumps. I don't like this. I'm going to scroll up.
Just put marker dots all over your hands.
Yeah. I tried to shake a girl's hand. It was pretty funny. She had it pretty hard. She started stimming.
My back hurts thinking about the picture just sounded like.
She started stimming, so back flipped, sucked her toes.
Pulled out her pacifier.
I remember since I was a kid, I kept seeing ads for the new Macintosh laptop. It was like, oh, it's so slim and it's so easy to take it anywhere. Every time.
Ads for the
That's really time. Only for your dad who goes on business trips. That's who that's for.
Yeah, but even then, we have smartphones, so we don't need laptops. Weed.
We don't need weed?
Oh.
Oh, this is like steampunk. It's got it's black with copper lining keyboard, so it looks like a typewriter, but it's keyboard.
I feel underwhelmed. Whoa. There should be a better design for a mouse at this point.
You wanna see my candy?
Your candy? It's gonna be something weird.
Wow, I really want to see that.
Yes.
My mom told me about this. She told me not to do this.
My mom told me not to do this to people.
Oh no.
Okay, yeah, we want to see your candy.
My bag is full of candy.
Go trick-or-treating?
Let me get my bag. Let me get the bag.
Okay, so you're gonna get your bag, and you're gonna show me your candy.
I don't know. My bag. I guess she's she is Italian.
Kind. Got a male bag. Oh.
A mayo bag?
A mayo bag. Wanna see my bag?
No!
Okay, no problem.
Okay, wait. I have so much candy. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait.
Yeah, your candy and your finger friends.
With like candy beads.
With? Isn't whiff like a furry term?
What? How would you know that?
Because it's like three things. It's like masturbating, that's squamping. I think you told me actually, so it's your fault.
What?
And then there's the other one. Oh no, I'm wrong. It's yiff. I don't know what that means actually, and I don't want to know.
Yiff is like when furries smell each other's butts.
Wow, that's really bad. Oh. I only knew the jacking off one because I thought it was funny, which is clopping.
Clapping and clomping and clopping.
Yeah, clipping, clapping, clamping, clopping.
Clitoris. Wait, how do you know what yiffing is? That's a good question.
Me?
Yeah.
I used to watch Pyrocynical, right?
Oh, Pyrocynical talks about that stuff? Wow.
He always did. He was always a furry.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, it's like the Logitech symbol. She was just way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just too aware.
Yeah, just trust me on the fun.
Yeah, trust the see you non, trust the plan.
Like, you know I'm right about it, just don't question it.
Christina non.
I'm the all seeing seer.
So wait, this candy is like edible? Like you just straight up eat it?
No, it's just called candy. It's not actual candy.
That's so disappointing.
It's called candy with a K.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's gay.
It's like raver culture.
Raver culture?
Yeah, that's really gay.
Okay, wait, yeah. I'm gonna show
that's
you
Christina's,
my arm.
Cup of tea, so there's no real
question.
Yeah,
it's like it's autism.
It's like mid-90s, you just can't talk about it.
Mm. This is like the Slytherin of her Harry Potter universe.
I'm gonna show you my candy arm.
Or wait, Snape? No, what's his name? Voldemort. Can't say his name.
Look at my candy. Full of it. I have full arm of it. I make so much all the time. I'm gonna make one that says Anne Frank.
Because
I love her.
That's good. I like that one.
Whenever I send photos of my pictures of my candy, she's like super flattered. I guess because I'm like the only actual like fan of her music. That's pretty cool.
Man, our streams are really weird. Ever notice that?
Yeah.
Sit here for 2 hours.
I wonder what like a timeline of like the maps out, like how we've changed along the time we've been streaming, like over the years.
I'm still wearing the same hoodie. I've been wearing this hoodie for 2 years.
Yeah, you never washed it once.
Never washed it once. It smells kind of good.
Yeah, maybe to you. That's like farts.
Yeah, I smell my own farts. I smile.
Well, farts smell good if they are yours, but... only if you don't eat food. And only eat bananas, then it smells sweet.
Right, then Christine would know, because she's a funky monkey.
Jeez, I am a monkey.
He sold me bananas and smells like farts.
Banana and banana candy.
You guys are making me more misogynistic by the day.
A funky monkey moment.
Smells sweet. Smells pretty sweet. I like it. My parts are awesome.
You should talk like this to your mother.
Yeah, if you were to roll a D100, how likely do you think it is at some point you're going to kill your mother? Your dad's going to kill your mother.
Yeah, in this D&D, in the dungeon of your house. Roll D100 to see how likely
it is. I don't think that's very likely. I don't think that's very likely because my dad doesn't want to go to prison. And I don't think it's very likely now because I've replaced all my rage with autism by this point. I'm just autistic. I don't have any power in me anymore.
Man, you know what?
That's better than killing her, right?
I sort of missed the pound for pound champion.
Missed the pound for pound champion days.
Now I get fighting again.
Thinking about her, she could have beat Amanda Nunes.
You went from being the pound for pound champion to sniffing your own banana farts.
It does smell good though. I'm gonna fart on you. I'm gonna see.
Yeah, you're not gonna do that. You're definitely not gonna do that, or it's gonna be Stairwell Part 2.
I'm gonna run away from home just to go to Mexico with you guys so I can fart on your face.
Yeah, right.
Inhale this! That's a challenge right now. Now Christina's fart machine. How did we get here?
Money fart?
Are you having a breakdown?
Constantly. The question is, when am I ever not having a breakdown?
Why is this the fart stream? Because it's every stream. That's all the streams.
Oh, man.
There's 500 hours of us talking about farts. You understand that,
easy,
right?
Easy.
Yeah. I remember when you'd post it on BitChute and like old people were like, "You are a bright young lady. Why are you talking about farts? Please be racist."
Please be racist again.
Be more of a Nazi. I don't really get that stuff.
The white race needs you, Sophia. Please stop talking about your farts.
I get finding it cool when somebody says something racist, but like when somebody talks about a fart, there's no harm in that. You really gotta chill out.
Like,
do you think Hitler didn't talk about farts? You know he did. You just know he did. He probably did it all the time, actually.
The greatest dictators.
That's actually what Mein Kampf is about. You should read it.
Mein Kampf.
Yeah, I mean it is in the colostomy bag after all.
Oh, yeah. It do be in the colostomy bag, if you will, after
it
all.
It do be in the doo-doo bag, though.
What's your theory, by the way? Because at some point you have to integrate stuff that you, like, information you've been given, and...
Impossible.
What do you mean impossible?
First response.
Absolutely impossible.
What is impossible? Didn't even finish what I was saying.
Integrating information? Absolutely impossible.
New.
I'm talking about like once you figure some stuff out, you can't really go back. For real, it's like once you have a job, you can't really play video games as relaxed as you once could, or stuff like that. Like
I don't think that's true.
It takes a psychological break in some fashion, not necessarily negative, but you have to really be mentally somewhere else in order to be able to sit down and play a video game for like 40 hours and wake up at 3 p.m. and be okay with that.
Sophia, what color putty is that in your hand?
Are you ashamed of it?
Is it metallic?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Is that okay. A speedball?
For us, listen, we are... Okay, we have a... I think everybody here is deranged to some extent in different manners. Mm-hmm. But
truly,
we all have certain things of worldview elements that integrate into a larger picture.
Word building?
Yeah, like that. It's like an RPG. It's very much like that. It's like we all, it's like if we were a D&D character, we know that, you know, spells can be cast, etc. So that's part of our worldview, even if we don't do that.
I would test stuff if I knew how to. I'd make my mom die of a heart attack.
Okay, 2 minutes ago you were like, yeah, I'm over my mom, like I'm not angry anymore.
I'm saying I'm that just, I'm, like, not gonna kill her.
And then 2 minutes later, yeah, if I could cast spells, I'd kill my mom. I'd make her die of a heart attack.
No, I still hate her. Yeah. I just don't wanna kill her with like my fist right now.
So if I gave you a like an automatic right now, you just air her out?
Yeah.
That's fair. You know, that's fair.
That is fair.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to hear her scream for as long now.
But we, there are some people we've met along the way that have gotten here, like entered the sphere, the atmosphere, and then went back out. Especially early people. So my question is, how does Faith cope with the Jews running the world?
She doesn't think about it. She's blonde.
Because I don't think that's possible. I really don't think that's possible.
She's the Ota Bimba fight.
Because that stuff, I don't know if it's like that for everyone, but it doesn't, you can't just be.
It's actually really easy to ignore.
Really?
Yes, once you try.
Yeah, it's not on my mind 24/7, you know?
Yeah, not specifically the Jews running the world, but everything that we like find it normal to talk about, it's like, it's a degree of different, it's such a different thing, like different kind of conversation than that of normal people, different kind of worldview than that of normal people. It doesn't need to be specifically what we talk about, but it's so different that when you talk to other people, there's no way of noticing. There's no way of not noticing that it's completely different. But then you don't actually ever forget that there is that other thing. That's like me.
Yeah, but it's super easy to ignore. It's like super easy to ignore that it the existence of that. Because
yeah,
like,
but it doesn't come back up.
At the end of the day, the stuff that we like think and that we know about, like it doesn't affect your, it doesn't end up affecting your life.
I'm not necessarily talking about the information. I'm talking about the type of conversation.
What do you mean? You mean like talking about what?
It's not the topic of conversation. It's like,
what kind of conversation?
You know how men talk to men different than they talk to women?
No.
Well, that's a good analogy if you're a dude, but you're not. But that is a thing, I guess. I suppose all men who are watching this will understand this. You can talk to men differently than you can talk to women. Naturally, that comes about. With exceptions, obviously, because I'm talking to a bunch of anorexic males at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it, once you leave that, let's say I'm talking to a group of male friends for, like for 5 days a week, and then I'm only talking to women for a month. The way that you can talk to people, it changes, but you don't actually ever forget the way you could. It's like riding a bike. You don't ever forget that bikes exist. You don't ever forget that.
Oh, yeah. Like when I'm in university, like, hey, don't talk about farts and stuff. But I always remember that, like, if I'm on the street, I can just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That. And how does that go for Faith exactly? How does that, like, cause,
like, how does she not?
Oh, how did she have an out?
Ever?
Right. Yeah.
Where is this conversation?
Like, where
going
does she
exactly?
go to talk about farts?
If I woke up tomorrow and all the men I talk like women, I would be very distressed.
He's distressed about the fact that Faith doesn't have anyone to talk about farts anymore.
Hmm.
No, I'm imagining myself in her position.
Oh,
yeah,
I would
but
probably,
if you could
where,
never
where is
talk
the conversation going?
Because what would you do? Like, when you went to school, right? Have you ever changed schools?
Who are you talking to?
You, Sophia, have you ever changed schools?
Oh, yeah.
obviously.
And the, oh yeah, I forgot she's a trillionaire who goes to Dubai every year. what happens is that you have to, like, the sub-personality thing in your brain, you sort of build new machines for talking to different people. Like, you talk to your friends, you talk to your mom, you talk to them 100%. Differently. But they have to have some level of crossover. You can't be completely different. Otherwise, that
actually, that's a female autism thing. They don't have to have any overlap.
Exactly. They don't have any overlap, and I can create completely different personalities depending on.
Okay, that cannot be healthy. There's no way that's healthy.
Yeah, that's why it's considered a mental illness. But
that's what I'm talking about. What happens when that doesn't integrate ever?
You have autism.
Yeah. But what's the consequence? What's the ultimate consequence of autism?
You're never
kind of fake to people, but not on purpose.
Well, you are not, like, really an individual when you think about it. You are just a conglomeration of different personalities that you are always faking and, like, facts in your brain.
Yeah, that's mental illness viewpoint.
Yeah, that's called mental illness. But how does that manifest to, like, is it just being, like, different people to different people? But what do you do when you're alone, exactly?
You speak.
What goes inside the mind?
Nothing. I'm always looking.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's going to work. Man, we should do that. But we should document. Once you move away from your parents, you should just record yourself for a month to see what goes on.
I would sleep all day because I would refuse to eat any food.
Are you going to die? Is that what's going to happen? Are you going to die?
No, I'm gonna eat bananas sometimes, but it's not gonna be enough energy. I'm still gonna sleep.
Yeah, that's like that you can't do that for very long. Eventually, something's gonna go wrong, you realize.
Oh no, it's okay, I'm invincible, like, God loves me.
Yeah, but really, what's gonna happen? What is your plan for the future, dude?
Oh no, I actually have really nice plans for the future.
I'm not talking, like, achieving, I'm talking, like, What is your imagined routine 5 years
once from I move now? Out? Okay. Yeah. So I would probably wake up, eat a banana, and then I would, like, go to work. I would, like, it would probably be really cool. And then I'd eat another banana.
That sounds like it really wouldn't be that way. I don't know why. I have a gut feeling.
Return to monkey.
I have a gut feeling it's not going
to
go that way.
Is this the return to monkey stream?
Yes. Okay, and then I would eat chicken breast and then a banana.
Chicken, comma, breast.
Chicken and breast. Mad titties. Then another banana.
I mean, eventually your breasts are gonna run out. You're anorexic, so there's not much to go. And yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's already happened. Your breasts at?
Well, I had to go for
Then you have to go back to your mom, get more boobs.
No. Not
hey,
her.
Hey, mom, can I have boob? I need more boob. I have too little boob.
It's easy. Every female will give you boob nowadays.
True.
Give you boob?
Yeah.
Maybe Sophia gets boob. I don't recall you being tormented by lesbians. Have you been?
Bro, are you crazy?
No, you just said women give you boob. I mean, yeah. Sophia gets boob from a lot of Mexicans, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
I get mega boob.
From whom?
Especially when I was 11.
That's, yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah. Isn't that once, though? That's a random boob occurrence.
Well, I haven't been searching for boobs, but I
Sophia
could.
Doesn't search. Are you claiming Sophia searches for boobs? Wow. Didn't
definitely.
Expect that from me.
Uncalled for.
Definitely.
Looking for boobs.
I can't believe this.
Sophia harassed the Mexicans first.
That's
and they give them boobs
so...
in exchange? I don't understand the...
Yeah, that's so preposterous.
Well, anyways, my routine will be eating bananas, eating chicken, eating grass, listening to Gek make car sleep repeat, work out sometimes so I have abs and stuff. Cool. Yeah. Oh yeah, and also make candy.
I don't know. I feel like you're gonna die still.
Probably. But if that happens before I'm 30, that's like a plus.
Hmm.
Right?
No.
No, why not?
I don't know. Shouldn't your children have mother?
Who should be 30?
I mean, you got boob from your mom. Aren't you going to give your kids boob?
I didn't get boob from my mom. I don't even know boob. That's why I don't have any. What am I going to give?
No way, dude. What did you eat the first months of your life?
Like, the powdered thing.
The what?
The powder.
Like baby food?
Speed?
Baby boob?
Cocaine.
Okay, if that's an injustice against you, then give your kids boob, dude.
But I don't have boob, bro.
Get some.
And like, I'd probably just jump out of a window if my stomach ever got pregnant.
You're so sick in the head, you can't even say you got pregnant. Your stomach got pregnant.
Like my belly button would pop out and I would literally like hang myself from the ceiling.
Yeah, you sound okay.
Like the belly button popping out. Have you seen that? It looks like a tumor. It's so horrible. And then like there's a shed line in the middle of your stomach from like the baby shit, and it's so horrible. I cannot give kids boob, no.
Okay, what about adoption?
I would be down for that.
Yeah, that also precludes you dying pre-30.
Okay, but like I will do that if that happens naturally, you know? Like if I don't die naturally, I'm not gonna be trying not to die. That's like too hard.
Yeah, I'd be worried. I'd be worried a little bit. Are you worried?
No, I'm not worried. Because, like, I can do anything and I would never die.
Yeah, but are you worried?
No.
You should be, dude.
I'm having a lot of fun right now.
All right.
I'm making a chicken.
I trust Christina on this. I trust it.
Yeah, thanks, Gabby. You understand it.
Yeah, sometimes. It doesn't look good, but it's fine.
Yeah, like
it's just how it looks.
Yeah, that sounds great. Really bad to me.
it's like, what am I gonna?
You remember Christopher Moltisanti? Hey, you guys watch Sopranos, right? Did you remember? Do you remember Christopher Moltisanti?
Was that the blonde guy? No, that wasn't.
No,
the blonde
the,
guy. That
the, was the ugly natural one. Canopy, big nose dude.
He's kind of like Big Flame, but like
no idea who Big Flame is. He says I think he was doing heroin and Tony said, "You doing heroin again?" And he says, "I didn't. If I did, would I be like this?" That's what he's selling to me right now. The Christopher Moltisanti on heroin bit.
I see.
I'm fine. I just snorted at a little age.
Okay. So look, what am I even supposed to be worried about?
I want to know like the same answer to that question too. Like I don't know. It sounds base to me.
Well, I think it's like because your lifestyle is so abnormal and extraordinary that you eventually, and it is for a reason because your mom's trying to kill you all the time. But eventually, that's not gonna be the case, and that's gonna be culture shock for yourself.
When that happens, like I just deal with it, you know? Like
you sound like an AIDS addict. I'll figure it out, dude.
AIDS addict? Who's addicted to AIDS?
Addicted to AIDS. You sound like you're doing AIDS. I'll figure it out, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like it just happens. Like life just happens, you know.
Sheesh, kebab.
And you just all deal right with it. No, but it's like, I don't know. I'm probably not gonna die. Like, I trust the plan, Q.
She's confident, though. Like, how can you not trust confidence? I trust it.
Yeah. Totally.
Sophia, you care to comment?
Can you eat bananas in your current living space? No, I can. I can eat them all the time. My dad buys them for me. It's really nice.
Why bananas, specifically?
I've been eating pineapples.
They're quite sweet.
They are sweet and yummy and monkey.
Mm. All right, I need to go get coffee. It's almost
but
5.
I don't eat bananas that much, actually. That's actually a joke. I don't eat anything. I just drink lots of coffee.
Awesome. That's even better. You know what? Now I trust what you're talking about. I bet you're going to live a great life. And very stable and healthy. And all kinds of lifting dead weights. All right. I need to go big time. So stream again next week, same day of the week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if I can join.
All right, awesome.
See you guys next time. And die
yeah, hopefully. good day to all of yous.
Peace.
Later.